Stick to sports, leftists blast Tony Dungy for invoking Damar Hamlin at March for Life. By Dylan Gwynn on January 20, 2023. Leftists online have taken former Indianapolis Colts coach Tony Dungy to task for using Damar Hamlin's recovery from cardiac arrest as proof of the power of prayer and how that same prayer can be used to change minds and save the lives of the unborn. Dungy, an outspoken defender of life, was making his first appearance at the March for Life, the first such gathering since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last summer. Dungy used Hamlin's collapse on the field due to cardiac arrest to show that life is valuable. He also spoke about how the outpouring of prayer fueled Hamlin's recovery. Prayers that can be used to change minds and save the lives of those yet to be born. Damar's recovering now, he's home, he's been released from the hospital, Dungy said. But what's the lesson in that? An unbelievable thing happened that night in a professional football game with millions of dollars of ticket money on the line. That game was canceled. Why? Because a life was at stake. And people wanted to see that life saved. These are people who aren't necessarily religious, they got together and called on God. Well, that should be encouraging us, because that's exactly why we're here. Because every day in this country, innocent lives are at stake. The only difference is they don't belong to a famous athlete, and they're not seen on national TV. But those lives are still important to God and in God's eyes. Dungy's views on how prayer can save the lives of people born and unborn did not sit well with liberals on Twitter. The left once celebrated Dungy when he became the first black head coach to win a Super Bowl. But that was before he criticized Democrat senators and presidents for their abortion views. Makes you wonder what the reaction would be if Dungy had achieved that milestone today.